This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Shariz Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. It is Monday, the 1st of July, and global markets were a study in contrast on Friday ahead of the G20 summit that took place over the weekend. US markets were mostly in the green. The Dow was up 0.3%, the S&P 500 closed up 0.6%, and the Nasdaq gained 0.5%.
Meanwhile, Asian markets were a sea of red, signaling doubts that the meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping would lead to easing of tension. The Nikkei and Hang Seng both fell 0.3%. Shanghai Composite closed 0.6% lower. South Korea KOSPI and Singapore SDI closed 0.2% lower. And FBM KLCI also ended the week marginally lower at 0.03%.
Meanwhile, looking at the G20 summit, the markets breathed a sigh of relief when the two leaders met and announced a temporary truce in the trade spat. Donald Trump said he would hold off imposing an additional $300 billion worth in tariffs, and the two agreed to resume negotiations. Trump also said that he would delay restrictions against Huawei and allow U.S. companies to resume sales to Huawei, but details on this resumption of negotiations and the U.S. government strategy for Huawei remain unclear at this moment.
So for some thoughts on how markets are digesting these developments, we have on the line Freddie Lim, Chief Investment Officer at Stashaway. Thank you for joining us, Freddie. So on the sidelines of the G20, the US and China announced that trade talks will resume after a six-week stall. President Trump also said the US would temporarily freeze raising duties on Chinese imports. So do you think markets are going to be happy, and how are you positioning your portfolios for this?
Good morning. I wouldn't say happy, but rather than relief that we just avoided a further escalation of the trade tension. Details are very lax. There's not a lot of details on how exactly that they are going to even release Huawei. Huawei is still on the entity list. So it's just that we've seen this before. We're going to talk again, and then market is relieved for 5 or 6 months, only to see it happen again later when tension escalates. So don't get complacent ahead of ourselves.
Now, Freddie, President Trump also indicated that the U.S. companies will be allowed to resume sales to Huawei. Can we expect tech stocks, in particular the semiconductor names, to recover from their lows?
The specifics on specific goods and services can they sell to Huawei, it remains unclear. And actually, in the words of Larry Kudlow, Trump's own very own chief economic advisor, is that this is not a general amnesty. This is going to be a very temporary, very relief, very specific sort of relief. In fact, in my opinion, the White House is going to continue to use Huawei as leverage against in the coming trade talks. So this is just a temporary relief.
And ahead of the OPEC summit this week, Freddie, Putin and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman agreed to extend the oil production cuts for another 6 to 9 months. Now, how should we read into this decision?
It's certainly very encouraging for sort of the stabilizing the oil market. As you know, that oil price has taken a dive again afresh when the EU found ways to circumvent, to avoid Trump's sanction on Iran, right? They're trying to sell around those sanctions to unlock the oil supply from Iran. Now, with the agreement to extend oil production, the Saudi and Russians are showing the rest of OPEC Plus that they can work together and they want to think about longer-term curbs. So that's going to help stabilize the market. I don't know if that's enough to turn the market around.
Thank you very much, Freddie. And that was Freddie Lim, Chief Investment Officer at Stashaway, who pointed out that he doesn't really see the markets at being happy at the news out of the G20 summit, but rather just generally relieved that there's been no escalation. And I think that is in line with what we've heard from our other commentators as well going into the G20, because essentially people were just hoping for the trade talks to continue. And that's essentially what they've done, because there's no escalation to the trade war just yet.
And in true Trump style, there are no specific cakes. So I guess this trade war tensions is going to be the gift that keeps on giving, because this is just probably round one and there are many, many more rounds of negotiations to follow.
Now, the other big news that happened over the weekend was that President Trump visited the demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea. So he met up with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un yesterday at the DMZ after a last-minute Twitter invitation on Saturday. He's the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea. And looking as well at what's on the economic calendar for this week, the OPEC Plus members convened in Vienna today to decide on global policy for oil. IHS Market and JP Morgan will be releasing their figures on manufacturing PMI later today, so to give a snapshot of the world economy.
Now, similarly, Malaysia will be looking out for Nikkei's manufacturing PMI for June today. Now, the number was about 48.8 in May and 49.4 in April. Will the downward trend continue? So that's the question. The Reserve Bank of Australia will be announcing their monetary policy as well on Tuesday, where market are anticipating the overnight policy rate to stay at about 1.25%. And also, President Narendra Modi government will present its first budget for the 2020 financial year on Friday.
Exciting stuff. Now, we're coming up on some messages, and after this we'll be taking a look at the sugar tax, which comes into effect today. And in keeping with that, we are running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, because we're asking you, will the sugar tax discourage you from drinking sugary drinks? Please do weigh in on the conversation, because we'll take a look at the poll after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.